Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
All these liberals love Bill Clinton. Let's put the budget back to where Billy was.
If you're not an illegal alien, the taxpayers get to pick up your tuition. Yep. That's insane.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Welcome back, everybody. Podcast number two, The Financial Guys here. And thanks for joining us again. This is our second episode, segment number one. And we're very excited about getting this podcast out. We thought we'd talk a little bit today about kind of who we are as an office. You know, a lot of things have transpired in the last week as far as some of the liberal policies that have come out that we've talked about on, you know, TV and radio and things like that. We thought we would talk a little bit about kind of our core beliefs as an office and then really kind of highlight, you know, some of the things that really show that liberalism truly is a mental disorder. And I don't know how else to say it, just under the fact that when you look at some of the policies that they're set to promote, we'll talk about some of that today. You know, Kamala Harris in particular, as emerging as a front runner of the Democrats, you know, her policies would bankrupt the country as they basically are starting to bankrupt California. It's crazy.
Yeah, state by state, right?
State by state.
Well, it's a mental illness, Glenn, but let me also say there's half of the party that's just totally uneducated, right? Mm-hmm. And you sent me a video, I don't know if we'll play it, but, you know, interviewing some of these kids on college campuses who are voting and hate Trump. But yet when you ask them, hey, if Donald did dot, 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 would you be happy with that? And they say, oh, yeah. And then you find out, well, he's doing that. Just really, truly, totally uneducated. Remarkable, really.
Well, and sadly, a lot of that comes from even these kids admit it. And that was the campusreform.org, if you want to see that. And all this stuff, by the way, that we're talking about, we post to our Twitter feed, @FinGuys. We post to our Facebook page. You can like us on Facebook, Financial Guys on Facebook. And then, of course, our website is thefinancialguys.com. But, you know, it just all these different articles on different things that we're going to talk about are here, and you can go see them there. But, you know, some of the campusreform.org, these kids, when they talked to them, they said, you know, what if I told you that President Trump offered DACA, you know, deferred stuff for, oh, I didn't realize, but he did. You know, what if he, you know, offered $800 million for, you know, more retention centers and more judges and stuff like that, you know, so that we can, you know, move these cases fast. Oh, I didn't realize that. It's like I didn't see that in the media.
Guess,
you know,
not.
It's sad because the liberals left has really taken over, you know, the Twitters, the Facebook. It's run by them. You see people like Laura Loomer being taken offline. We as conservatives are in the fight of our life here, and we need to stick together in any media outlet we possibly can, whether it's on these podcasts. You know, please share this podcast, our website, with your friends, the conservative friends. You know, they're trying to take us out everywhere they possibly can. It's a game now for liberals to shout down and destroy the opposition with no holds barred. And that's the difference between Democrats and conservatives.
Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, in the mainstream media, they are winning, clearly winning. You know, we did a show, a local TV show in Western New York on the new reproduction, whatever they call it. Reproductive Act in New York State, which is now you can abort a baby full term, you know, well, as it's coming out of the womb, you can abort the baby, right? And the local media was, you know, not happy with us doing that TV show. What was remarkable about it is, you know, the first thing you did was you went to the websites of the local media stations to find out what they ran on the story, and it was zero, absolutely zero. You know, they spent the entire week talking about a dog that was left outside, which was awful. I'm a dog lover.
Sure,
but not one mention of the fact that they passed in the wee hours of the night full-term abortion. That is the mainstream media just not doing their job whatsoever, right? And then when you and I do a show on it, they say, well, that's a little bit too controversial. I don't know. How about you actually start doing your job? Maybe you can bring on both sides of the equation, you know, people that are for and against it, but actually do the story.
I mean, right. They didn't even touch it. They didn't even touch the story. And that's what's really amazing. I went to all the major networks with one exception. The best article that I found that really got into depth from a both side perspective was WBEN.
Yeah, well, of course.
Hats off to the news team there. You know, you're talking about a news team, though. You know, they have a great news department. Awesome. These guys are fantastic. Yeah. But it's not, that's not all they do, right? So
right.
It's not like they have this huge, giant, they're not a news, I mean, they are a news station, of course, News Talk 930.
Well, they do both. They got to work all day. They work literally work they all do. Day.
But the only ones that really went out, and I went to, 247 Buffalo News, put in the search bar, New York State Reproductive Act, nothing. Nothing came up, not a thing. It's terrible. Really shocking. But the liberal left, the difference between the Republicans and the conservatives, when the Republicans take control and they have the power, they are barely able to keep the middle, right? Yes. Democrats just dig in their heels and say, absolutely not. We're not going to give an inch. You look at this border control fight. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, Trump has gone out there with DACA, with $800 million for additional judges and detention centers.
Well, they try to compromise.
No.
That's why they continue to fail.
And they get kicked in the teeth, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Democrats, however, when they get power,
they just take over.
They will govern against the will of the people, right? So they just go right at it. They're right out there saying, you know what? Who cares? I'm just going to govern against the will of the people, and we're going to cram through and take it as far left as we possibly can.
Yeah, and to that point, Glenn, look at Barack Hussein Obama, right? A record amount of executive authorities, right, using his executive power. 95,000 pages worth of regulations in the last year in office. I mean, that's just disgusting. As a business owner, you don't know what to do, whether you should use blue ink or red ink or, what form you should use. Absolutely disgusting. The number one reason, by the way, why the stock market had the worst – The economy had the worst recovery coming out of a recession ever. Mm-hmm. But they all, as you pointed out, they have amnesia, right? They caused the collapse of the financial system with Community Reinvestment Act and forcing banks to give money to people who weren't going to pay it back. And then, you know what they say? Oh, we never said that. We never did any of that. Oh, right. Barney Frank on video. You just want your rich friends to have homes. Then they say, hey, Barney, you said this. No, I didn't. Yes,
we were talking about renting. Yeah. Renting is what we were talking about.
Our buddy Andrew Cuomo, the head of New York, scumbag Andrew with his, with all the stuff he's ramming down everybody's throats. Mm-hmm. He was on video saying the banks are not going to get paid back. Then the system collapsed and he blamed it on President Bush. I mean, that's just awful.
Yeah, he blamed it on the big banks. He sued banks to force them to give loans to people that the banks knew and he knew we're not likely to pay them back. Mm-hmm. And now when the system collapsed, he ran out there and he blamed the very same banks that were forced by regulations to provide loans to people that couldn't pay it back. This is liberal lunacy, and it just doesn't make any sense. And this is what when you look at some of these policies, and right now the front runner, to talk about Kamala Harris for a second, right now she is the front runner. She's emerged. She's come out. Here's her platform. Free Medicare for everybody. Free college for everybody.
Right.
Free housing for everybody, right?
It's got to out Santa Claus, the last Santa Claus, right? Which was Barack Hussein Obama, right? So, yeah.
But she wants to outlaw private insurance companies, outlaw all semi-automatic weapons. Now, are we going back to muzzle loaders? I mean, is that what we're going back to? Because I don't know. I guess with the exception of maybe two of my pistols, all of my guns most of my guns are at least semi-automatic. Some, I guess, you have to pump, so they wouldn't be, like a pump shotgun wouldn't be considered a semi-automatic. But, I mean, and New York State, of course, is set to unveil the same types of policies when it comes to gun control. They're queuing up. So here's what New York State has done from a liberal perspective. They've passed the full-term abortion rule. They've now given illegal aliens free tuition.
Yes.
We now also
talk about that, by the way.
It's crazy.
Really think about the numbers on that. We'll talk about the other side after the break here. But
Kamala Harris is a state senator in California. Yeah. Her policies in California that she's promoted have almost bankrupted the state.
Well, it's the poorest state now. Think about that.
It is.
California, right? Hollywood, Beverly Hills, right? It is now the poorest state. Congratulations, you liberals. You have absolutely destroyed one of the prettiest states in this country. You've absolutely destroyed it. And you think for one second, some of these folks would say, have we tried any of these policies anywhere in the world? Hmm. Oh, yeah, Venezuela. We just destroyed that. How did that work out for them, right? I mean, where they're eating their dogs.
It's terrible. Well, look at the policy.
One second. And to your point with this show being all about them being mentally ill, all as it takes is for you to take one step back and say, has this been tried in other parts of the world, and how has it worked out? And the answer is absolutely disgustingly pitiful. But they don't care.
They don't care. You can look right here in this country. You don't even have to go to Venezuela. Look at California. California has the sixth largest economy in the world, and yet is the poorest state in the country, right? It's a rich state, based on the number of output. 2.7, I think something like that.
Trillion. $2.7 trillion.
But yet somehow it's the so here's the we're liberal policies now. California has had a basically unchecked liberal policy, liberal governor, liberal legislature, no even ability to block anything, like just like New York State is now. So Democrats have complete control in the state. Here's where they have gotten to. They have the highest tax rate in the country, right, at close to 13-14%, right? The middle class has been completely annihilated. They have the most percentage of poor in the country, the highest percentage of poor people in the country. They have the largest gap between the rich and the poor. And
go figure, right?
Right?
Go figure. They
so
have
why don't we just gap. Why don't we just look at California? It doesn't make any sense.
And here's the back to your point about them being mentally ill, right? Every single one of them run on the platform of building up the middle class, yet they totally destroy it, right? And every single one of them have servants at their house and,
wall around their compound.
That's right. Right. All of them poor, right? Yep. Pick one. Leonardo DiCaprio. He's not redistributing his wealth. The Obamas, they redistributing their wealth? Absolutely.
Speaking of which, did you see Jeff Bezos' tax return? It was less than 0.1%.
That's
unreal. Like, what a generous liberal he is, right? At least I give credit to Bill Gates. At least he donated a mass amount of his wealth to his own foundation.
That's right. He's one step ahead of them. I will say, though, that Gates, Warren Buffett, they continue to say how great the Democrats are. You know why? Because the Democrats in states like California hand them record amount of money, right? Record amount of your tax money they have. So they play the game better than anybody else, but yet they donate their money to a trust so they can avoid giving it to the government.
Classic. Exactly. They believe bigger government is better. Yeah. They vote for Democrats that want bigger government.
Not their money.
Policies, but they want it with your money, and they donate their money to bypass the taxes so that they could, because obviously they must believe that private foundations, and I agree, are better able to utilize your money than the government is.
Well, their money is better with the government. Your money.
That's right.
You know why? Yeah. Because they get it in the form of handouts. Look, do the research, folks. Ask yourself, Warren Buffett, he owns companies like Geico. What are they doing every time they move somewhere? They ask for a huge tax break. Microsoft, the same deal.
Yep, no doubt. All right, we come back. I want to talk about some of the liberal lunacy that has just emerged now as far as some of the gun control and protecting our kids. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of great things that came out of Columbine from a research perspective where they spent a lot of time studying that to find out what should we be doing to respond to these types of crises. A lot of schools like Parkland in Florida did nothing. They didn't implement any of these things, right?
Yep.
Now, most states now are realizing that arming teachers or putting in security is the appropriate measure, taking down the gun-free zone signs, but not in liberal land. Oh, no. So wait to hear this. It's amazing.
They found some magic fairy dust, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just liberalism is a mental disorder. We'll highlight that in a second. All right, segment number two. Let's jump right into it here on the Financial Guys podcast. And again, folks, they are taking people out on the conservative side of the aisle. They're taking people like Laura Loomer. They're banning them from Twitter. They're taking them off of – you look at A Diamond in Silk, right? You know, two ladies that I think do an awesome job. They're fun to watch. They're funny. Yes. Right? They have been demonetized by YouTube, which is now owned by Google, right? So as conservatives, we're losing the battle when it comes to getting our voices heard. If it's up to the Democrats, as I said earlier, they will take the country as far left as they possibly can.
Yes.
And that, thank God we have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
And outside,
without that, they would cancel free speech. That's what they're trying to do. Wipe out free speech. There would be no guns without the Second Amendment. I mean,
that's right. But outside of cable television, right, which is basically Fox News, there is nobody that's fair and balanced. And the mainstream media, and look at your local television stations, and I'm talking to you from Western New York. We've done multiple TV shows there, and specifically they tell us you cannot be controversial, which means that you cannot do your research and actually talk about a topic that might cause or might offend anybody. God forbid, right? How sad is that? And when, you know, last week we took a lot of heat for doing a television show on the new Reproductive Act in New York State where you can have a full-term abortion. And the mainstream media, I mean, the local media up in arms. It's appalled that somebody would actually do this, yet they spend all week talking about a dog that was left outside in the cold. Again, very sympathetic to the dog, love dogs, dog owner, but absolutely, you mean to tell me that you couldn't spend 2 seconds researching this new act that went through where we can abort babies right as they're coming out of the womb? That's not a topic you might want to talk about?
Yeah, if you missed it, we interviewed a New York State assemblyman, duly elected New York State assemblyman, not Dr. Kevorkian, right? We didn't interview, you know, some right-wing, you know, super, you know, one-sided. No. Right. We just talked to a New York State assemblyman who happened to be in Albany on the floor of the assembly voting when the Democrats were cheering. And so anyway, but just more proof that liberalism is a mental disorder. This is just a couple things that came out this week. We talked about, you know, Kamala Harris. Now she's the front runner because she's offered the most free stuff to people. And you all don't have to look farther than California to realize how the liberal policies are working. You know, highest percentage of poverty, highest gap between the rich and the poor, most homeless people in the country. Yep. You know, it's the poorest state in the country, all that stuff.
New York, New Jersey, Illinois is right behind.
Right behind.
Catching right up. So following suit. And at some point, I'm sure New York will also have the problem of cleaning human feces up from the streets. So.
Well, we're giving free tuition and welcoming everybody to the state. Not only do we give them free tuition, now we have to defend them if they get caught by ICE. It's just, it's almost as if they're not, they don't even want to be part of the country. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of this is New York City. So
it is.
The good people of upstate New York, you know, people in Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, they just suffer. They just get taken advantage of by the 18 miles of New York City that is just, they live in bizarro world. And so a couple things out of bizarro world, most states are, especially after Parkland, are starting to really consider allowing and implementing training programs to protect their schools, right? Mm-hmm. They're reassessing their security measures. They're looking at the entry and access points, how to control that. They're talking about implementing teacher safety, you know, gun programs to train teachers that want to be armed, not that have to be. No one's forcing anybody to, that want to be armed to be able to protect their students. They're talking about putting in security guards and stuff like that.
Additional cameras, training. Things that would make the school safer, because I think it's pretty obvious that all these attacks that happen end up in, quote, gun-free zones. Did liberals, do you ever notice that, whether it's the Orlando shooting or whether, by the way, you know, many of these folks have said they wanted to attack Disney, but you know why they don't attack Disney? Because they know there's armed people.
Yeah, security was too tight. The guy said it flat out.
What does that mean? That tells me somebody with a brain in their head, and I don't need to be a doctor to understand that. Look, if that makes things safer, then I think we should do more of that, not less of it. I don't know.
So in conservative Florida, after Parkland, which was an absolute tragedy, which, by the way, was a whether teachers were armed or not, which they weren't in that school, was a complete and total breakdown of the procedures that they had in place and a breakdown of the procedures that they should have had in place. There was a breakdown at the local sheriff's office. Good for the new governor, DeSantis, to oust the Broward County sheriff. He's talking about running again. Shame on Scott Israel. I mean, honest to gosh. But most schools in Florida, and I know in Palm Beach County, we have an office in Palm Beach. Every school in Palm Beach, including private Catholic schools, have the county put a police officer, a patrol car, and an officer standing in front of every single school. And that has been mandated and happening since Parkland. So what was the immediate response was, we're going to put police officers in all these schools at the front door when class is opening and people are dropping off their kids.
Makes sense to me, right? You know what? I'm dropping my kid off. I would love to see somebody there, you know, hey, with a smile on their face, how are you? Look at my son or daughter will be protected today. We'll be safer today.
That's right. Now that makes sense, right? That's logic, right? Okay. Here's what they're doing in liberal lands like New York and in Maryland and Baltimore. In New York, they are set to pass another gun control measure. New York State, this out of the Daily News, New York State set to ban teachers from carrying guns in school under sweeping gun control measures.
If I'm a teacher, by the way, I quit.
Is there a need to ban it, though? Is this a big problem? Can anybody name one incident, one school shooting, where the teacher had the gun, concealed carry gun, that the teacher used, somebody else used, or a student used? It's never, to my knowledge, happened. If you can show me otherwise, and some sort of basis. So why, what's the use? Why ban this? Well, another way for liberals to execute control. Political, yeah, right?
It's a political move, right? In the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo, he has intentions of running for president. So what he wants to do is continue to build up his war chest. That war chest is going to be built up by those 18 miles of New York City you were talking about. And this is the kind of touchy-feely, lovey stuff that makes everybody feel good. Unfortunately, it's not making anybody safer.
No, not a bit. No,
and if you look around the country at the places with the harshest gun laws, they are always the most violent. The New York, you cannot buy a bullet in the inner city of Chicago, yet people get killed every single day there. How could that be, right?
Mike, they're robbing people this week at gunpoint of their coats. They're doing. This week, that was a major news thing out of Chicago, was that people that have these goose, what do they call it, Canada goose coats, have been being robbed at gunpoint. How are those laws working in Chicago?
Yeah.
But here is most, this has got to be even, this is even dumber than New York State, here.
Right.
Baltimore's, this is out of the Baltimore Sun, Tuesday, January 29th. Baltimore City School votes no to arming officers.
Here's officers, what this does. Not the teachers.
Officers.
Officers. So now officers. We're saying if you're a teacher and you're trained and you want to bring a gun to school to protect yourself, you can't do that in the state of New York. But even dumber, we're gonna put a police officer at the front door. Why don't you just put like a cardboard cutout of one?
Right, exactly.
Put a cardboard cutout of somebody there, right? What do you do? You take the armed officer and you say, look at, no guns for you, nothing to protect the kids or yourself. Here's a box of donuts. Just hang out. What a joke. What a joke.
So the roughly 90 city school police officers that are allowed to carry their service weapons while patrolling around the exterior before and after school, they're required to store their weapons in a secure location during the school day. So once they go into the schools, they drop the kids off, they go into the school, they lock their guns in their car.
That
is the school going to have a safe?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a police officer or one of these security officers, I'm gone, right?
I quit.
I mean, sadly, when you look at what happened this week, and I couldn't find the audio for this show, but maybe we can find it and do it for next week. It's really sad. This week, there was four or five Houston police officers that were shot in a drug raid.
Yeah.
I think it was Houston. Union officer, the union chief. Did a great speech, and he said, enough is enough. Enough with this. He goes, now going forward, those that have rhetoric of targeting police officers, we're writing down your names, and we're coming after you, because enough is enough. Well, where did that start? Well, it started in Ferguson, right?
It started with Trayvon Martin. It started with Barack Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I mean. It started with Barack Hussein Obama. Exactly.
And the race war and the perpetuation of the police officers are bad. Not the people robbing the 7-Eleven. Forget about the color of somebody's skin, right? If you're breaking into a house, you're breaking into a store, there's a high probability that you might get shot. That's the way it works. And that's the way it should work, right? If you just respect the laws, you'll be fine. You'll be okay, right? Police officers, for the most part, are inherently good. Is there a bad apple every once in a while? Yes. I would say this, though. It seems to me that there's a lot less bad apples in that industry than any other industry I've seen, right?
Well, certainly in New York State politics.
Including, by the way, New York State politics, right? Where there's a much higher probability that you will go to jail or do something illegal as a New York State politician than you will as a police officer.
Yeah, three times as likely as a general population.
And every darn one of these communities, right? Baltimore, shame on you, because you'll take the guns away from the people protecting the schools, but yet you will be the first ones calling 911 and asking the police officers to drive five or six minutes from the last emergency to your school to protect those kids. Right. Shame on you. And by the way, they will run in, or they should run in. They didn't in Florida, but they should run in with guns. And I'll tell you this, for the most part, 99% of the time they do run in, and they basically throw their life aside and they're do whatever they have to do to go in and protect themselves, or I'm sorry, to protect the people that they're there to serve. So
absolutely,
shame on us for not protecting them more. Shame on us for not supporting them more.
Well, and this is
a perfect example of the lunacy of the left and what a miserable failure they are.
Absolutely. This is the war now that we have between the liberal left and the rest of the normal, sane people and things like this. You know, when you look at what the attack on the white man, masculinity, the toxic males, you know, you look at the Gillette ad that came out where boys will be boys. That's not good enough anymore. Well, another company came out, and I want to say the name, as I'll pull it up here quick. This was from eGuard Watches. Yeah. They came out and they said, here's their response. They came out and they said, what is a response to Gillette? Now, this guy, he's been on Fox News, been all over the place. They said, you know, why did you do this? He said, well, I was everybody told me not to put this ad out. Everybody told me it was going to hurt our business. My wife, my kids, my colleagues, everybody said, don't do this. I had to put this out. So he put this awesome video out. You know, Bureau of Labor Statistics, men account for 93% of workforce fatalities. You know, he goes through this and he, goes through some of the stats. Men compromise 97% of war fatalities. You know, men are protectors. Men are, 79% of all homicide victims are male. 80% of all suicide victims, it goes through the protectors and, those in society that rush into those buildings. And
and it's sold out, right?
It's sold out. They have now sold out their watches for 2 years. And right. I got to give, and you know why? Because people out there are dying for a company to come out and say, here's what we believe in. This Gillette stuff is a bunch of crap. And this is and that's what we are as a financial guys, as a firm. If you're not familiar with our firm, we have a very strong beliefs, conservative beliefs that we're not ashamed of. We talk about in our Twitter feed and other things. We say we are unapologetically conservative, and we will continue to be that. If you think like us, again, please pass this around to your friends. Please pass this around to other folks, especially the young people out there. What I'm realizing is that the young people have a lot of open minds. The millennials have open minds. They're willing to hear both sides, but they're only getting the one side.
That's right. Now,
when you talk about, some of the policies and how where we're at today, if you're 18, 19, or 20 years old, the media's not talking about it, right? When we just talked about,
they're doing zero journalism, right? Zero research.
Zero.
And by the way, there's zero discussion on your local TV stations. I don't care where you live, whether it's Buffalo, New York, where we are, or Charlotte, or I don't care. Their local stations are not talking about serious topics that matter. They're talking about little things that make us all feel really, really good, right?
So the liberal left right now, for those of you that maybe are in your 20s, they're talking about, the violence against, police officers going after African-Americans and this horrible divide in this country, which there is, where Republicans and the people on the left and the right can't get along and, this attacking each other with this violent rhetoric and they pin it all on Bush or on Trump. They pin it all on Trump. But for those of you that, maybe are younger, maybe less than 30, the media is not going to talk about this. You were in college partying. You don't remember this, but let me just walk back and I'll wrap the show up with this. We started this, Black Lives Matter started under Obama, right? Why? Because, it was the police in this, city in Connecticut acted stupidly. It was, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. Mm-hmm. And it was Michael Brown and Ferguson, the hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Pinned it all on a white police officer who was absolutely exonerated. They went out because of the rhetoric from the left, led by Barack Obama. They burnt down the city of Ferguson. Yeah. About a couple weeks later.
Let me stop you for 1 second. As they were burning it down, a mayor said we should give them safe zones to allow them to continue to destroy.
Yeah. So that was Baltimore. Yeah. That was Baltimore. Where I was going next. Yeah. So in Baltimore, they had the Freddie Gray case, right?
Yep.
Now, Freddie Gray died in police custody. They charged them. The prosecutor went after them and charged all six officers because they felt that, again, there was racial bias there.
By the way, some of those were black officers.
Three of them were black officers. Right, the police commissioner was black.
Right.
The mayor was black. I mean, what are you doing here, right?
Yeah.
Now, mind you, all of those officers got off. None of them had any sort of charges. They were all off the cases were failed.
Think about all the folks that were black, but yet they were continuing to play the race card for what?
That's right.
For what, right? Because they knew politically they could gain momentum with that and make a very small problem, by the way, which is the whole topic was police officers are bad. Very, very, very tiny few, right?
That's
but
right.
Yet they could make that a story. Instead of really focusing on the real problem, which is people breaking into 7-Eleven, people breaking into houses, people killing each other in cities like Chicago every single night.
So
that seems to be not a problem.
Yeah, no, not a problem. So the Ferguson issue, was it a tragedy? Of course it was. The guy, Michael Brown, attacked a police officer. As a result, he was shot and killed. It's a tragic. Of course it is. Yeah. The police officer's life, who did nothing wrong, was completely destroyed. They burnt down the city for lives. The Obama delegation sent This guy was a criminal, by the way. He was on video robbing a 7-Eleven.
That's right.
He was, the Obama delegation or sent the delegation of Democrats to the funeral. That starts it, right? Then you have Black Lives Matter that start attacking police officers, start chanting, you know, pigs in a blanket, what do we want, blah, 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 blah. Then you go to the Freddie Gray case, who the guy had a rap sheet as long as his entire body. Mm-hmm. Nobody talked about that. The fact is he died in police custody. Tragic. I'm not saying it isn't. But not any one of these officers actually had charges that stuck. The mayor comes out and says, we got to give them room to loot and burn down. And the violence begins. And, but that's so now we become a very violent society where it's okay to attack each other. What happens? Black Lives Matter rises. And we have this huge uptick in attack on police officers.
Yeah.
All of that did not start 2 years ago under Trump.
Nope.
All of that started in 2008. When Barack Obama was elected.
Yeah, by the way, as far as I know, we stopped burning down cities after Trump was elected. That doesn't seem like such a bad thing to me.
No, that's right. We didn't stop burning. But that's where we're at today. So we're up against the clock here. But
I know we're logging this.
Share this podcast, please.
Let me just wrap it up, by the way, with the New York State Dream Act. Just so you know, the average price of a school, SUNY school in New York, $25,000, private school, $45,000 a year. And if you are a taxpayer and you are a legal citizen, the Fed loan rate is about 5% a year, and that only goes up to $27,000 a year. You then have to go out and get a private loan of about 8% is the average rate. So think about that. If you are a loyal worker, small business owner in the state of New York, you are going to have to pay those fees. But yet, if you are an undocumented immigrant and you snuck into the country, you now get that for free in the state of New York. So
that's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Another victory, I guess, for Andrew Cuomo and his buddies.
So the left will destroy New York like it's destroyed California. We'll have, you know, more violence, more poverty, more gap between the rich and the poor, just like California. But I want to make sure that I think one of the things I want to do with this podcast is just continue to highlight some of the liberal lunacy.
Yep.
And I want folks to share this. I want you to we're doing a podcast because it's easy to send the link. It's easy to share it. It's easy to pass it around. You know, share it with your kids, share it with your friends, share it with your family. If you think like us, don't share it. Well, you can share it with your liberals, but they're not going to like it. But if you think like us, use it as a resource. You know, we manage money for a living. This is what we do Monday through Friday. We have the pleasure of being able to work with people that think and believe the things that we do. And there is a war going on in this country. It's a war of ideas. And if the liberals have their way, they will restrict our First Amendment rights. They will try to silence the opposition. Look at what they're doing to Trump with all the attacks and all the people around him. Yep. They don't. And the Democrats, Republicans, by the way, folks, are in cahoots at this point. So you have liberal progressive Democrats, and you have Democrat light, which are the Republican Party at this point, with very few conservatives there.
That's right. Very, very, very small block of true conservatives, whether it's on a state level or a federal level. Very small block, right? Let us not forget, Paul Ryan spent more money than the Democrats. So shame on them. All right. Anyway, great show, buddy.
Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Great show as always. And we'll catch you next week. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday, 1-3 on WBEN, 1-2 on WFTL. Go to our website for all that information at thefinancialguys.com. And we'll see you next week.